Oh, everyone's so cute when they're getting quiet. It's just so cute. Okay, the next person. Oh, I don't know. I've been trying to think of what to say about her for like half an hour, and I'm too amazing for words. Miss Kellen Harding Jones. Okay. So I'm just going to set this story. It's set in rural desert Arizona. I haven't seen your mom in a while, you know. She doesn't get out of that trailer much, does she? Jerome looks up to the lonely desert. There ain't nothing but cacti out there. Nothing except those creosote bushes. And they ain't so friendly. Cacti are all alone. And Mama's all alone out there. I look back at Jerome, but he doesn't notice that the mama and the cacti are alone. He squishes up his eyes and his nose. He breathes in a big, big breath, full of dust and desert, and then he wipes his nose. Esta hedonia, I tell him. What? Hedonia, little stinker in Spanish. I guess Jerome doesn't know. I think it's common sense. Christina, you're silly. It's the creosote bush you smell, isn't it? That yucky smell you had in your nose? I could see you scrunch it up just now. But that smell means it's gonna rain. You're crazy. You know that? How you notice those little things? It's not so little. Mama said the bush is mean before it rains. It knows, and then it makes the icky smells. The stink kills the other plants around it, so that the bush can get all the rain. It's greedy. And we shouldn't be greedy, I say all in one big breath, but I have to look up to the sky to help me remember. I think about the smell in my nose. It itches and it tickles, but I try and remember that smell, because it don't rain much around here. But when it does, oh boy, it does. Oh boy, it rains so hard with big splashes, you think the sky is crying for everyone all at the same time. And the desert's never ready for all that rain. Like when Mama puts me in the bathtub and pushes my head under the water and I forget to hold my air and there's so much water on my face and I don't know what to do with it all. Well, the desert, it just pushes it all away. It comes in big waves, and once it hit our trailer and pushed it right over. I was so scared when the trailer fell right over and everything inside like forks and Mama and the TV came onto me and all of a sudden I was on the wall but the wall was on the floor and I was so scared and I had to be driven to a big hospital and I stayed in a big white bed that was scary and I never want to get stuck there again. Jerome goes back to his truck for more rocks. When he comes back, I ask him how the rocks got such a long name like petrified. Maybe it will make him feel smart. I don't want to make him feel stupid. Again, Christina, it says all the stuff on the signs behind you. I look at him, then at the ground. I say nothing until he says something. Oh, sorry, I forgot. Okay, one more time. Jerome sits on the cooler beside the chair and tells me for the upteenth time, or so he says, how wood from the forest was stuck in mud for millions, maybe gazillions of years. Then the forest turned into desert. The wood, stuck in the mud, slowly, slowly turned into crystal. But the crystal's fragile, and it's hard as rock. So it's not really wood anymore. It's like a rock. But if petrified means scared, I wonder if that mud is really that scary. Because rocks don't look like they can be afraid of anything. Most nights I get a ride home from a girl who sells dream crafters in booth number 8. One of the girls always gives me a ride home. Mama says they're being nice. But I want to walk home by myself every day. Mama says there's strangers on the highway and it ain't a good idea. Little Tina may get scared. But I want to walk along that highway for as long as my legs can take me. I want to go where Jerome goes. I don't want to be stuck here. I want to show Mama and Lupe, and especially Jerome, that I ain't petrified like those silly pieces of wood that turned into rocks. So I climb into the bed of old Chevy and hide under empty rice bags. I smell the dry dust and the sugariness of the straw bags, and wait. Soon old Chevy starts up, and my head bumps against the hard sides. I slide to one side two times, and I think we're on the highway. I can feel my hair fly away in the wind. I think about my hair and each little piece and how I want to be each little piece. But I try and catch it because Gudrun can't see me. But I like the feeling of my hair being free. I open my eyes. The blue on top of me is following the car. I hope the sky won't see me. But there ain't no clouds to tell on me. No one can tell me what to think. I'm going somewhere, and there ain't no one gonna stop me. But Jerome has to stop for gas. I try not to shake. Keep still, legs. Keep still, arms. Don't you dare move, stomach. But they don't listen. They keep shaking anyway. No one listens to me, not even my body. Hey, what the fuck, Christina? What the hell are you doing in there? You could have killed yourself. Jesus, get out. I sit next to Jerome in old Chevy and quiet, just like he told me to be. So instead of talking, I count every yellow line on the road. They go by really fast, though. So I count every cacti that we drive by. But they all look the same. The lines and the cacti and the sky and the desert and everything's the same. Same as in Tucson. The only difference now is that the clouds start to squish in the sky. And Jerome seems mad. Mama will be mad. The clouds know too, and they look as angry as Mama's gonna look. I ain't seen a car in a very, very long time. And the road was a long time ago. I counted to 15, like 15,100 times, and that takes a long time. Then we drive down into a wash, and Jerome stops old Chevy. Christina, please stay in the truck. Keep the windows open so it won't get too hot, and please don't leave, okay? I'm going up over that ditch to get some petrified rocks. That's my job. Your job is to stay and keep old Chevy company. Don't leave the truck. You'll get lost. Jerome crashes the door closed. I roll down my window all the way, and then I smell it. It's strong and it stings my eyes. The sand blows at me and scrapes the side of old Chevy. Little dust devils dance across the desert. This is no good. Wait, Jerome, don't go. The hedonia, it's gonna rain. I stick my head out of the window as far as I can reach. I yell real loud to make sure Jerome hears. Stay in the truck, Christina. Jerome hears, but he ain't listening. He walks straight over the ditch and disappears. I try and wait for Jerome, but dust devils turn into sandstorms. I roll up the windows and whistle over the sound of sand scraping old Chevy. I think about getting out of the truck to get Jerome to come back. I think about it a lot. I think about what Mama always says. Mama always says to listen to my brother and to Jerome and to my elders and, of course, to Mama. They knows best for me. But I don't want to stay in the truck. I want to go find Jerome. It's going to rain. I'm going to go get him. I try and lock my door, but it ain't going to budge. A flash of lightning hits really close, and thunder scares down the raindrops the size of the meatballs that we cook pasta and pizza. The rain bangs on the roof of the truck and makes my heart beat even harder. Where's Jerome? I want Mama to hold my ears so I can't hear. I slide off my seat down into the space for feet. I push my fingers deep into my ears. All I can hear is my heart beating faster and faster, and then another sound gets louder and louder. It's a rushing sound, like when I used to turn up the volume on the gray channel on the TV. Now old Chevy's moving, and not forwards, but sideways and slowly. I see water coming real fast on the desert floor. Then old Chevy and I move closer to the ditch, closer, and then we keep moving. Then we slide real quick down the ditch, and the seats become the roof, and the walls are on the floor again, and I can't see out the windows because they're all brown, and I look at my hands, and they're brown too, and my foot is stuck in the steering wheel, and maybe things will be okay, and I won't go to the hospital because this time I did exactly what Jerome said to do, and Jerome knows everything. Everything except about hedonia. Something hits me on the head, and I think it's a petrified rock, stupid thing, and it lies in my lap like I lie in Mama's lap when I'm scared. Maybe it's scared of the mud and the water, and then I know that I'm scared of it too. The mud covers everything now, and the water's coming into old Chevy, and I don't know where it's coming from. It just keeps on coming. I yell and I tell it to stop, but as usual, no one listens to me, and it just keeps on. It's getting sticky, and my legs are heavy. Head is dizzy. And then a big crash, and old Chevy's broken, and it hurts a lot, and it hurts. I'm gonna be stuck in this mud for a long time. And I'm scared like petrified rocks now.
I think Kellen is secretly an actress. Thank you to those. I noticed when I went to the bar that some of the chapbooks are gone. So thank you to those who bought them.